This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. It was a surprise for me recently when I typed in the Google search engine the words how to avoid arguments and there were 18 million sites. There's a lot of sites on that topic. So obviously how to avoid arguments is a big issue out there, and because we mix with people all the time there are misunderstandings and an argument can easily start. So how do you feel when someone argues with you? Now, it depends. Maybe you grew up in a home where arguments happened all the time. Mum and dad argued with each other or yelled and screamed at each other. If so, it can be very difficult to deal with when someone starts arguing with you. Something's triggered inside, isn't it? And we feel anger rushing to the surface. And some people love to argue. They've got their pet issues, but they end up becoming bores often. They're unpleasant to have around. We can get quite impatient with someone who wants to win every argument. And you've probably found that many arguments occur for the wrong reasons. They get out of hand, and sometimes just the tone of voice that sets us off. But differences of opinion, that's part of life, isn't it? It's normal. It's healthy in adult relationships, learning to compromise. That's a skill. And you possibly do that very often and give and take. And some people are just naturally argumentative. You say black and they say white. You say go and they say stop. So if you're at work dealing with argumentative colleagues, can be very frustrating. But if you're in the middle of an argument, you don't know what to do, just a few tips. Stick to the issue in hand. Don't bring up the previous issues or other things that you wanted to say but didn't have the courage. Don't argue over trivia. For example, arguing whether it was Monday or Tuesday that you forgot to buy the milk. Well, the issue is you forget. So what does it really matter? Starting the sentences with I. This is a good one. I feel annoyed, or I felt annoyed, rather than you annoyed me. Or I would like to go out more often. Then instead of saying that, don't say we should go out more often. What about absolutes? Never, you know, never say never, they say, or should or shouldn't. They're irritating things. For example, you never wash up. And usually you get a response with, well, what about you? What about that? Let your opinions stand on their own merits. Now, that's good advice. Don't be tempted to bring in other people's opinions. Just say what you want to say. Try to stay sitting down to relax your muscles. Don't forget to breathe. It's much easier to stay calm if you're not pacing around the room. And don't start throwing abuse around. You call your partner lazy, fat, or paranoid, something like that. Try not to block the conversation. If your partner, your friend, is talking to you, don't interrupt. Don't launch into some monologue that you want to say. Stay calm. Staying calm, of course, will help you to think and speak clearly. Listen to what that person says. And the good old bit of advice, to think carefully before you speak. That'll often prevent an argument. And if you're going to speak, speak in a calm and composed manner. That ensures that you won't compound the argument by your own tone of voice or your body language. A long time ago, back in 1935, a book was published called How to Win Friends and Influence People, written by Andrew Carnegie. It was a big hit back in those days. It sold 15 million copies. Big, big success. And in the book, he talks about people having arguments, and he says that when you deal with people, it's crucial, he said, to remember two things. Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Instead, give honest, sincere appreciation. And now, it makes sense, doesn't it? Nobody likes to be around someone who is always criticizing or complaining. We often fail to remember that everyone has reasons for what they do. Things happen. And remember, too, that we are emotional people. We're not just logical, rational creatures. The majority of us act on our emotions when we try to justify things. And Dale Carnegie says, don't criticize and attack people. But I like what the Bible says. Here's a great verse from James 4. It says, why do you fight and argue with each other? Isn't it because you're full of selfish desires that fight to control your body? You want something that you haven't got. And you won't get it by fighting or arguing. You should pray about it. And there it is. And Paul gives some sound advice in his letter to the Timothy as well. Don't have anything to do, he said, with foolish and stupid arguments. So some good advice. Dear Lord, we do admit we do like an argument, but Lord, help us to let other people win and to be gracious at all times. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.